In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This morning we are observing the culmination of the Christmas season. The traditional 12 days of Christmas begins with the festival of the Nativity of our Lord on Christmas Day, December 25th, and ends with the festival of the Epiphany of our Lord 12 days later on January 6th, which was actually yesterday. The word Epiphany comes from a Greek word which means to appear, to reveal. The Christian festival of Epiphany celebrates the appearing of Jesus Christ, especially the revealing of his glory to the Gentiles, the non-Jews represented by the wise men, who were the first Gentiles to worship the newborn king, as recorded in today's gospel reading. We are told this event took place at Bethlehem, where Jesus was born. But although we know the who, what, and where of the Epiphany story, we don't know exactly when the wise men came. Our common custom of including the wise men with the nativity scene at the stable probably isn't exactly accurate, because the text says that they came not to a stable, but to a house where the young child was. So it seems the visit of the wise men happened sometime after the blessed birth, and by then Joseph had moved his family from the stable where Jesus was born into a house. Also, the word used to describe Jesus, which is translated young child, could mean an age anywhere from a newborn up to 2 years old, which Herod later estimates when he orders the boys in Bethlehem up to that age to be killed. Perhaps instead of traveling with a newborn and returning immediately to their hometown of Nazareth, the Holy Family stayed for a while with their relatives in Bethlehem. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, Herod was in a precarious position. Although he had managed to get himself appointed king of the Jews by the Roman emperor, he was not really Jewish, but of the neighboring Idumean tribe. He was only a pretender to the throne, resented by his Jewish subjects, who longed for the promised Messiah, the King of Kings. Behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem. These wise men were the scientists of their day, an elite group of the best and brightest, highly educated in the wisdom of the ancient world. They were probably not kings themselves, but they were advisors to kings, and in this case, acting as royal ambassadors to welcome the newborn king. Wise men from the east came to Jerusalem saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews?" That was the last thing Herod wanted to hear. The British royal family recently announced that Prince Charles and Prince William will be taking over some of the Queen's duties. But Herod would have none of that. He was so insanely paranoid about anyone trying to usurp his position as King of the Jews that he had recently executed 3 of his own sons, who he thought were plotting against him. Now these royal ambassadors come bringing news of another rival to his throne. "Where is he who has been born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east." There's much debate about what the star which they saw in the east actually was. Some suggest a supernova, a comet, an eclipse, or an unusual conjunction of stars or planets. Later, the star is definitely a unique, miraculous occurrence, which could have no natural explanation. For we are told, "It went before then, till it came and stood over where the young child was." And a supernova, comet, eclipse, or conjunction couldn't do that. However, the original star that they saw in the east could have been any of those astronomical occurrences. Because the wise men of the ancient world were first and foremost astronomers who intently studied the skies. They could have interpreted a supernova, a comet, an eclipse, or an unusual conjunction of the stars or planets as a sign that a great king was being born. But why come to Jerusalem seeking the newborn king of the Jews? Nearly 600 years earlier, when Jerusalem had been conquered by the Babylonians, the book of Daniel recounts how Daniel and the other leading young men of the Hebrews were taken off to Babylon and added to the ranks of their wise men. Eventually, Daniel actually becomes chief of all the wise men of the East. In that position, he imparted to the wise men of the East the wisdom of the Hebrews, especially the greatest treasure of Hebrew wisdom, the ancient promise that one day the Messiah would be born from the Hebrew people, the divine King of Kings, God come down from heaven and made man. Ever since, through the generations of the wise men of the East, this promise and prophecy of the Messiah had been passed down. So whatever it was they saw in the East, supernova, comet, eclipse, unusual conjunction, when they saw this extraordinary astronomical phenomenon, they knew it could only mean one thing. Where is he who has been born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the East and have come to worship him. Obviously, he is much more than just another king, like Herod or the kings they serve. For they come to worship him. He is the long-awaited Messiah, born from the Hebrew people, God come down from heaven and made man, the divine King of Kings, not only of the Jews, but of the whole world, the whole universe. When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. The New King James Version translates the reaction to this news as troubled, which Herod certainly was. But it could also be translated stirred up or excited in a positive way. It means that there was an absolute frenzy in Jerusalem. It would be like the media frenzy that builds up in our culture over various events and celebrities, like the recent royal engagement and the upcoming wedding in Great Britain. On the internet, it's called going viral, when some news or information or a video or a rumor spreads quickly and widely. That's the kind of frenzy Jerusalem was in over the news. We have seen his star in the East and have come to worship him. Now, many in Jerusalem were excited and joyful at this news, like Anna and Simeon, who welcomed the infant king when he was presented at the temple in Jerusalem and proclaimed him to be the Messiah. As we sing in the words of Simeon after communion, Lord, now let your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all people, a light to enlighten the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel. But while many like Anna and Simeon were excited and joyful at the news that the long-awaited Messiah had come, there were others in Jerusalem like Herod who were troubled at this news. Herod was troubled at this news because he was fearful of this rival to his throne. It's interesting that the birth of Christ still causes such a negative reaction among some in our world today. There's a group of atheists that every year sues cities for the right to put up a large banner next to the city's outdoor nativity displays. This year they brought suits in Florida, Connecticut, and Texas. The big sign they put up right next to nativity says, "There are no gods, no devils, no angels, no heaven or hell. Religion is just myth and superstition. What motivates them to do that? Why do they think that's necessary? It seems that, like Herod, they still fear this little babe. They've exaggerated human reason into a false god. And like Herod, they fear this little babe is a rival who will dethrone their false god reason. They fear the power this little babe still has to win over human hearts. That's also the reason why each year there are so many terror attacks that take place around the world at Christmas time. It's like Herod slaughtering the boys of Bethlehem in a vain attempt to kill the Christ. These acts of terror are perpetrated at Christmas time as a statement against Christ and Christianity. Because, like Herod, they too still fear this little babe. They fear him as a rival to their false god, Allah. They fear the power he still has to win over human hearts. Where is he who has been born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him. When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. The first news of Christ's birth caused a frenzy in Jerusalem. And 2,000 years later, our commemoration of this event still causes a frenzy each year in our world and in our lives. Shopping, decorating, traveling, celebrating, all the frenzy of Christmas, it can smother out the real meaning of Christmas. Where is he who has been born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him. That's what it's really all about. He is the King of Kings, the promised Messiah, who for us and our salvation came down to earth and was made man. As Martin Luther says in the Small Catechism, I believe that Jesus Christ, true God, begotten of the Father from eternity, and also true man, born of the Virgin Mary, is my Lord, who has redeemed me, a lost and condemned creature, purchased and won me from all sins, from death, and from the power of the devil, not with gold or silver, but with his holy precious blood, and with his innocent suffering and death. Where is he who has been born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him. That's what it's really all about. He is your king, your savior, your Lord. Like the wise men, worship Christ, the newborn king. When they heard the king, they departed. And behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. The gifts of the wise men to the babe of Bethlehem are not just any gifts, but they form a confession of the wise men's faith in who this babe is. Gold fit for a king is their confession that he is the King of Kings. Incense, the spice burned in ancient temples to represent prayers ascending to God, is their confession that he is more than human. He is God and man, God born in the flesh. And myrrh, the spice of bitterness used in ancient burials, indicates this child's bitter life and ultimate death. Epiphany reminds us again of the real meaning of Christmas. The celebrations are over. The decorations are coming down. Maybe we didn't get quite what we wanted for Christmas. Maybe the Christmas presents that brought us so much satisfaction just a week or two ago are already losing their luster. But the real gift and treasure of Christmas is the Holy Child of Bethlehem, the King of Kings. Amen.